New Orleans funk stalwarts Galactic have a new album from the corner to the block and a new approach with rapper Trombone Shorty, Charlie Tuna, Boots Riley, Lyrics Born, and Mr. Liff working over Galactic's music. The band came to World Cafe Live for a set, and Robert Mercurio and Stanton Moore from the band joined the cafe's Michaela Majune to talk about the new approach on the new album.
Well, we are always looking for ways to keep what we do fresh. And, you know, we had parted ways with our singer who was with us for about 8 years. And we started playing instrumentally and touring instrumentally, and that was great. But we started thinking, you know, it's been a while since we put out a record, and it's going to be a while before this record comes out, whatever we do. And we wanted to do something that was going to have some impact. So doing an instrumental record would have been what people would have expected us to do. And that would have been fun and cool. And we probably will do that. But to really get things stirred up and really get people talking, you know, if we had done an instrumental record, that would have been cool, but we probably wouldn't be sitting here talking with you right now, you know. So we wanted to do something that we believed in that was going to be great, that was also going to stir things up a little bit. And we had been taking these guys out and having them sit in with us, having them open up the show and then sit in with us. And it always worked. It was always great. And then over the years, we've kind of gotten to know some of these guys and become friends with them. And we're like, well, man, you know, why don't we try and make a record like this? And so that once we decided to do that, then, you know, it was a lot of work. And, you know, kudos to Ben Elman, our saxophone player, who really, really took the bull by the horns and was there for every step of the process and, you know, kind of became a producer.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah. So,
Robert, talk about some of the others who were on the album.
Well, besides Lyrics Born, we had obviously Charlie Tuna, Boots Riley, and Mr. Liff, who are on tour with us right now. We also had Ladybug Mecca from the Diggable Planets. We've always been big fans of her sultry voice. Hometown hero Juvenile. And we also had some lesser known names on there that aren't even rappers. Big Chief Monk Boudreau is a Mardi Gras Indian chief in New Orleans.
Very well-known person in New Orleans.
Yeah, and
and the oldest person on the record, I'm guessing.
Definitely probably, yeah. Twice as old as the normal guest on there, and we wanted to kind of modernize the Mardi Gras Indian sound, bring it up to the zeros.
Yeah.
We've been saying that
up into the zeros.
And we also had Trombone Shorty is a actually plays trumpet, but his nickname and trombone
well,
too.
Yeah, he grew up playing trombone, so that's why he got.
And he's a New Orleans celeb.
And is he short?
Well, he was when he got the name. He was like little 5-6-year-old dude playing the heck out of the trombone.
Yeah.
And you know he's been a New Orleans, you know, luminary since he was 6 years old. So they called him Shorty, but now he's, you know, taller than me for sure. He's not a short guy at all. He's what, 6 foot or something?
Mm-hmm.
But how old is Shorty now? He's like 19, something like that. Unbelievably talented. And you know, we called him up and you know, he's like instant horn section, you know, comes in with a trumpet and a trombone. You do a bunch of overdubs, and with him and Ben, it's like fleshed out into a whole section.
Yeah, he might want to change his nickname soon, probably, maybe, I don't know.
He said he tried that though.
He tries.
He booked a couple gigs under, you know, Troy Michael or
Troy Andrews,
and well, he tried Troy Michael too. He's calling himself Troy Michael,
but that might have been a problem.
Troy, he tried some stuff under Troy Andrews, and he said nobody showed up. So he said, "Well, I can't change it now." Yeah.
Now these are guys that you mainly found out about through this project, or were you into
about
their music?
Half of them we already had relationships with. We had done dates and touring with Charlie Tuna, Lyrics Born, Gift of Gab. We definitely knew the New Orleans artists that were on there. We had also performed with Juvenile. He asked us to be his backup band for a Jimmy Kimmel performance when his last album came out.
Galactic are our guests today on the World Cafe. Let's hear how the new sound is with one of your guest rappers, I guess.
Yeah.
From the stage of World Cafe Live, we're going to hear Mr. Liff and I'm Out.
Okay, I got a got a question. How many people out there like to travel, man? Who likes to get out and see the whole world, man? Come on now. All right, I want to go to the airport right now, man. I want to go back to Australia, New Zealand, wherever, man. But as you know, living in Philly, man, sometimes things get crazy right here at home, you know what I mean? We got a big crime problems out here, man. Check it. Walking down the street, I met this young cat. He asked me for one rap. I told him I could do that. He knew that. I had the skill to build and paint a picture or a portrait, so I thought it. Manifested a mural. He said I'm thorough. People around were attracted to the scene, so they stepped in to talk about their visions and dreams. It's not often enough you see a group of black men outside chilling, refining their ideas and building. Pop stars from afar thought we were a gang threat. Next thing, there's badges and guns. A brother tried to run, made it worse. Said this shit just like they rehearsed. Next one of y'all, the move is gonna win a rehearse. I'm in shock now, couldn't watch my people get locked down. Said some smart-ish, would you really wanna star-ish? Face down on the concrete, my physique. Anger's at a peak, had to lay like I was asleep. Got frisked head to toe, they searching for the troll. Had some money on me and they robbed me for my dough. At this point I'm violent, I couldn't stay silent. They hit me with the gun like I'm the one who was violent. Tell me why this type of day is calling for the young black male. This is spending night in jail. Son, I'm never knowing where these days will take me. I'm nervous, my life is being crazy.
And that was And I'm Out, a live performance of a song that's on the brand new Galactic CD called From the Corner to the Block. We have Robert Mercurio and Stanton Moore here today. Now, it's sort of a concept album. You gave each of the people who was going to vocalize on the album a task. And what was that?
Well, the reason behind it, we wanted to not have a hodgepodge of special guests. And that was really one of the main focuses why, you know, we went with just MCs and stuff. You know, we've heard a lot of other discs out there with instrumental bands and they have guest vocalists. And it just comes across as not an album. It just seems like a list of their friends that they could get to play. You know, we didn't want to have too much of a variety. So in including that, it made us narrow. We wanted to narrow down the lyrical concept of the album as well. We didn't want people to come in and just have lyrical content that had nothing to do and we wanted the tunes to have some continuity between them, which is a tough task because you don't want to pick something that restricts them too much to that they're all singing about the same thing, and you don't want to make it too broad where it doesn't really make sense. So we came across this book called Intersections New Orleans, and the concept behind that book was to write about different streets and different corners in New Orleans. And we thought we could take this concept maybe to a musical level, and that's, we left it pretty broad with the MCs. You know, we had like a one paragraph, you know, make the song about a corner, anything about the corner, any personality.
You could play a character. You could, you know, write about people that you knew or things that happened. And, you know, Lyrics Born decided to actually play a character, you know, a guy who will, you know, get you anything you need on the corner. Ladybug kind of took it more literal and actually is, you know, kind of wrote about geometry and, you know, angles. And so, you know, different people took different approaches to it.
And Chief Monk Boudreau took it literally, too, because he has a specific corner in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you say Second and Dryads?
Yeah.
Dryad?
Mm-hmm.
That's the epicenter of the Mardi Gras Indian culture, really. A lot of the tribes meet up there for Mardi Gras Day, and they all come meet there and start going out into the city. And so it's definitely one of the, you know, centers of that whole Mardi Gras Indian thing.
I don't know how to ask this question, so help me. But your band are all white guys. And
is the elephant in the room question?
Yeah. And all your guests are black.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if, I mean, New Orleans is a place where people make music together. Isn't that true?
Yeah. It's a very integrated musical society, you know, community, more than I would. I mean, you know, it's not completely, but I, you know, our longtime vocalist Therrell the Houseman DeKluet was an older black guy, and that was, I mean, from the second I moved to New Orleans in 1990, I noticed that we were going to bars, and they were very integrated, and the bands were always integrated. I mean, JD and the Jammers, all that stuff. I mean, way back in the day, it seems like they've never really looked at the color and just kind of more about your feel and the way you play and your attitude. And really, not even age. There's no discrimination between age. I mean, there's bands that have really young, like Walter Wolfman Washington's band has some like 18-year-old kids in it. And he's probably in his late 50s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you see people really go for, you know, if you can play or not is way more of a concern than if you're white or black or old or young or whatever.
It's really refreshing. Galactic's here today on the World Cafe, and you mentioned Charlie Tuna before, who's mm-hmm. from Jurassic 5, and let's hear one of the songs that he does on the CD. You're out on tour with him and his brother.
Yeah.
Now, the song Think Back, they wrote the vocal for it, but you did all the music?
Yeah, we on every song we wrote all the music, and you know, some of the melodies that they sing or whatever maybe were taken from musical melodies that we came up with, but we are definitely responsible for all the music.
Well, let's hear it. Think Back, featuring Charlie Tuna and Laidlaw.
Laidlaw, yeah.
Named after the buses?
He told me the concept behind it because he's bringing knowledge.
That's
to
cool.
to the kids, right? The school buses.
He's a pretty young guy himself.
Yeah, he's 25, I think, or 26.
Great.
He's never been to the East Coast, I don't think. He hadn't been to D.C. or Philly, and he's never been to New York.
So this will be a premiere on the stage of World Cafe Live in Philadelphia.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, come on, yeah, hey, everybody in this room, come on, hey, do as I do. Even if you're sitting in your chair, come on, now just clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes, yeah, cause I'm Charlie Tuna,
and I'm Laidlaw, and these are the brains.
Yeah. Hey, I used to live on 38th and Rhodes, a place that holds guns and gangs, pimps and hoes, addicts and con artists, hypocrites and suspects, surround my housing projects like latex, yeah, hey, I saw a lot of free shells,
being born in Ida B. Wells. Buying arms and finally jogging. Made my family moves along this garden. Overrated gated apartments. Yeah, a little shadier than heaven. My father lived on alien benefits from the day of my conception. I condone the home feeling that I would feel when Uncle Jones owned the building. Yeah, and from the 8051, my cousin broke his leg, no victim of a hit and run. Wicked tongue to my mama, trying to battle back still. Ran across the street right into a Cadillac grill. Yeah, moments in time, I saw the light bricks in your path.
Landmarks that reflect in your past.
Yeah, I reminisce to my energy drain. They take a trip down memory lane. Now I'm gonna sing it again. Moments in time, I saw the light bricks in your path.
Landmarks that reflect in your past.
Yeah, I reminisce to my energy drain. They take a trip down memory lane. Now everything died. With a simple man's heart, and these are my mental landmarks. Yeah, yeah. Hey, some of them. Think back, think back, yeah. Hey, 27th in Indiana, a city section, many question when they enter. Where I learned self defense, cause you got to. Adolescent, my first love, name was Tasha. Yeah, I was hip hop's adopter in a spot known to adopt lots of monsters. Yeah, where the actors win Oscars and people in the street can spot the imposters. Moments in time, I sort of like reaching your path.
Landmarks that reflect in your past.
Yeah, I reminisce to my energy drain and take a trip down memory lane. Now I'm gonna sing it again. Moments in time, I sort of like reaching your path.
Landmarks that reflect in your past.
Yeah, I reminisce to my energy drain and take a trip down memory lane. Now I'm gonna sing it again. Moments in time, I sort of like reaching your path.
Landmarks that reflect in your past.
Yeah, I reminisce to my energy drain and take a trip down memory lane. Now I'm gonna sing it again. Moments in time, I sort of like reaching your path.
Landmarks that reflect in your past.
Yeah, I reminisce to my energy drain and take a trip down memory lane. With a simple man's heart, and these are my mental landmarks. The intersection of Riverside and Fletcher gives my picture color, vibe, and texture. Went to school and passed every semester. To record deals with real heavy investors, very impressive. Wanted to go to college, but my girl at the time was heavy and pregnant. Yeah, I found us a spot on 7th and Gaffey, trying to walk the benevolent Babby. You didn't have to twist my arm. I played Mr. Mom until my miss come home. And when she did, we was fed and the fish was warm. We did this every month till the check was gone. Yeah, I reminisce from time to time, cause every event is by divine design. Yeah, I stay humble with a simple man's heart. These thoughts are my mental landmarks and it goes by. Moments in time, I sort of like it's in your past.
Landmarks that reflect in your past.
Yeah, I reminisce till my energy drain and take a trip down memory lane. Now I'm gonna say it again. Moments in time, I sort of like your path.
Landmarks that reflect in your past.
Yeah, I reminisce to my energy drain and take a trip down memory lane. Let me say it again. Moments in time, I saw the light breaks in your path.
Landmarks that reflect in your past.
Yeah, I reminisce to my energy drain and take a trip down memory lane. Now I'm gonna say it again. Moments in time, I saw the light breaks in your path.
Landmarks that reflect in your past.
Yeah, I reminisce to my energy drain and take a trip down memory lane. Now let me think back. Thank you, guys. Charlie Tuna, Lady Lord, this is Galactic.
That was Think Back, our World Cafe version today of a song that's on the brand new Galactic CD, From the Corner to the Block. And with us, two key members of Galactic, Robert Mercurio and Stanton Moore. Now, is either one of you originally from New Orleans?
I am.
You are?
Yeah, I'm born and raised there.
But you're not.
No, I actually grew up in the D.C., Washington, D.C. area.
And another member of the band went down to New Orleans with you.
Yeah, Jeff and I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area and moved to New Orleans in 1990. So we've been there for almost half our lives.
Wow.
So it's, you know.
You were doing different music up in Washington?
Kind of. We were definitely still into, we grew up, you know, into the D.C. punk rock scene, but we had grown up a little bit, and we got 16 or 17. We started really diving into a lot of the funk and the go-go music, and kind of were familiar with New Orleans music. It hadn't really reached us, you know, being suburban kids at 17, but we had heard of the Meters and stuff. But when we picked to go to school, we were mainly picking on the town and the music scene. And we knew that New Orleans would be a great place for us to continue be musicians as well as go to school and all that. So
where'd you go?
I went to Tulane and he went to Loyola. And that really helped because we both went to two different schools. So, you know, he met a lot of people at Loyola, and I met a lot of people at Tulane, and we kind of combined. And we were never really a Loyola band or a Tulane band. We were just, like, you know, a college band, which was cool. And I think that that helped out. I mean, we would have never met Stanton. He went to Loyola. And Rich, a keyboard player, went to Loyola. Like, you know, if we hadn't both been at both schools and whatnot.
What happened when Katrina hit? Were you in New Orleans?
We were on tour. We were in Seattle finishing up a tour. And we were all supposed to go home. And the storm came. And then we all didn't go home for a while.
Time.
And so
what happened to your family, Stanton? Were they okay?
Yeah, my parents got a little bit of water in their house. But, you know, my fiance has two properties and one of them flooded. And, you know, I've got my house that I live in. Luckily, my neighborhood didn't flood, but my back wall got torn off. So that was major damage. And then I have a rental property that flooded. And so even though my own personal residence didn't flood, we had plenty of damage, you know, to deal with. And everybody in the band had some kind of varying degree of damage. You know, Rich lost everything. He was the one guy in the band who hadn't bought a house yet. He bought a house after the storm. So his apartment flooded and he lost everything and didn't have insurance because he wasn't a homeowner. So, you know, we had the whole varying array of stuff. Robert, you know, his garage flooded, so he lost the kitchen cabinets he was about to put in and his whole vinyl collection. And, you know, so, I mean, you can't complain, you know, but because there's so many people who were so much worse off than us.
Yeah.
But that's just what happened to us, you know, so we're not complaining. But
we're not complaining.
you just asked us what happened to us.
No.
I mean, relative to the damage, we made off pretty good.
Yeah, we made off for, you know, fine. And then, you know, since the storm, we've been trying to do things to help the music scene, you know, playing different benefits and stuff. And so, which has actually worked out great for me, you know, playing different benefits, but I started up the Tipitina's Foundation workshop for kids. When I was in high school, we used to have this thing on Sundays, and it was called the Young People's Jazz Forum. And that's where I met Johnny Vodakovich and started studying with him. And he's, you know, like my teacher and mentor now for many, many years. And so when I was in high school, I would go to this thing, and that you could sit in and play jazz every Sunday. And so that was funded by a grant, and then the grant money ran out. But after the storm, I was like, man, we need to give these kids an outlet. A lot of the schools don't have their programs back yet, and the kids don't have anywhere to go to play music, you know. So we got I got with the Tips Foundation, and there's now money coming in all the time, so we could fund this thing and pay the musicians who come a little bit of bread. So it's not just a jazz workshop, it's all types of different music. So Galactic has done it, my trio has done it, you know, we've done it with jazz stuff. We've even had a heavy metal band in there, Down, which has members of Pantera and Corrosion of Conformity, and, you know, a bunch of pretty heavy bands. They did a workshop. So
HR from Bad Brains, right?
Yeah, I think HR did it.
Cool.
Yeah, all kinds of people
really
have been doing
variety,
it.
Yeah.
And Common did it the other day, you know, great MC. So it's, you know, really exposing these kids to a lot of different music, and they're loving it. You know, it's great.
Since we're talking about Katrina and the aftermath, this probably is a good time to hear FEMA. Mm-hmm. And that's an instrumental version of a song that's on the CD. Tell us about that.
It was a tune that we wrote in a studio that was lent to us up in the Poconos. We had set like about 6 or 8 weeks that we were going to take off and start recording the album and, you know, do the bulk of the writing. And it was right when the storm hit. So we were like, we had lost our studio. We had no place to work. And, Jeff, our guitar player, was living up in the Poconos with his dad and, came across the studio and talked to the people about renting it. And then once they found out we were from New Orleans, they said, no, you can't rent it. we're going to give it to you. So we brought everything up there and did a bulk of the writing. And so FEMA was a tune we came up with then. And a lot of the titles of the songs that we wrote were, it was just the stuff on our mind. I mean, we had a tune called Good Job Brownie. We had one called Rita. We had one called Katrina. We had, you know, I mean, we just stupidly came up with what was ever on our mind. And normally titles are just kind of place markers until we come up with the real title. But FEMA stuck. And so we wrote that, and we wrote an instrumental version of it. And then Lyrics Born wrote a version with lyrics. They're similar, yet pretty different.
FEMA finishing up a set live on stage at World Cafe Live with Galactic. Our thanks to the band and to Michaela Majune. We've got new music from Mike Doty to get to in just a sec here on the World Cafe.